Good evening, this is Barbara, Nebraska, and today is Wednesday, June 16, 2010. I just got back from the vigil service for my Uncle Pat. He died on Monday, June 14th, of complications from a stroke. And he left behind a wife with three daughters and son-in-laws and several grandchildren. He was my dad's oldest brother, and my dad also died from complications from a stroke after heart surgery. And my Aunt Jean is recovering currently from a stroke, so I know that's a big risk factor in my family. The wake service was really nice. They had music, the reading from the Old Testament, the New Testament, and gospel reading. I really thought that the readings that the family picked were really a perfect fit for Uncle Pat. I remember when we picked the readings for my dad's wake and mass, they hand you this big book and you go through all the suitable choices, and boy, there was a lot of choices. But somehow the Spirit just guides you to just the right choice, and my Aunt Dorothy and the girls did a great job on picking just the right readings for him. And then the priest has a homily and talks about how the Catholics, the ritual for burying someone. And it was very informative. I didn't realize this. They have the vigil, which many times we call the wake, where you read from the good news, the Bible. And then the next day is the mass of Christian burial. And then the third step is the interment at the cemetery. And so I didn't realize there was, you know, I never really thought of it, that there's three specific parts to a funeral for a Catholic. And then after the homily, they had three people speak about Uncle Pat. And one was a dear friend. He and his wife were best friends with Uncle Pat and Aunt Dorothy and went out to eat all the time and just displayed the love they had as couples. And how they ate together, they'd go and just had a great time telling jokes, finding out what's going on in each other's life. And it was just a really nice little tribute to Uncle Pat. Then my brother Steve, who flew in from California today, gave his thoughts about Uncle Pat. And Steve is a godchild to Uncle Pat, so he just had some nice stories. And the one thing that I really remember about Uncle Pat is, well, his hard work, and he could tell a great joke. And also he loved a polka with his wife. So an Irish man who tells a joke and do a polka. But Steve had everybody, you know, had a few chuckles from some of the stories that Steve shared about Uncle Pat, but also a lesson that Uncle Pat taught him. Uncle Pat was a traveling salesman, and he was on the road many days a year, but he always knew about the connection that was very important for a customer. And that's a great lesson to always remember, even though I'm not a salesperson, but the connections you have with your students is very important. Then the third person who spoke was a son-in-law, and the point I got from his talk was that Uncle Pat was very welcoming, and when he married his wife, it was his second marriage, and he had a son, but Uncle Pat and Aunt Dorothy just opened their arms wide, and he was just another grandson, and that was really Uncle Pat. He was always welcoming to everybody, and the church was filled with friends, people that loved Uncle Pat. So that was a great tribute, and I was really glad that dear son number two and dear son number three were able to come. Dear son number one is at Boy Scout camp, and so he wasn't able to make it in, but I'm really glad that they got to come, because then they got to hear stories of our family. And my Uncle Pat was a lot like my dad, and family is important, church was important, and friendships were important, so I loved them being able to hear that story. So I just wanted to share that with you. Tomorrow is the Mass of Christian Burial, and I've been asked to read two of the petitions. So I'm going to take a deep breath and do that, because sometimes I get a little weepy, but I think I'll do fine. I'm going to be reading two petitions, and my two other cousins are reading petitions too. So that's what's going on with me. Everybody have a good night.